SBS Radio.
I am Bertrand Tungandami on NITV Radio, and I'm in conversation with Christy Masela, the CEO of AES, Aboriginal Employment Strategy. Now, a growing number of young Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people have reaped the benefits of an impactful AES school-based traineeship to kickstart their careers. Impactful not only due to the work experience offered, but also through the cultivation of personal skills development, self-esteem and confidence the traineeship experience provides. And as we start a new academic year, I caught up with Christy Masela to learn more about what opportunities AES has to offer in 2021. Now, welcome to NITV Radio, Christy.
Thank you so much. G'day, everyone.
Over the past 24 years, the AES has provided more than 2,500 employment opportunities and 25,000, actually, and 2,500 traineeships. And now we're going into a new year. First of all, how was last year a year like no other before? Because when we started the year, beautiful. I mean, there were bushfires, of course, and natural disasters. But then shortly after, when the year was starting, academic year and businesses were coming back in line, starting businesses, we had the pandemic. How was the past year for you personally and for the organization?
Yeah, well, you know, who could have predicted, hey? A very challenging year. It took us a while to kind of work it all out, navigate a bit of a path forward, but we've been around for quite some time now. So in, you know, 24 years, I guess we've built some really strong foundations and we've got some really great partners and supporters around us. So that really helped get us through last year. And, you know, and COVID's still with us now. So, you know, it's not over yet. So, but certainly very challenging. And obviously we work in employment. So when, you know, everyone's getting laid off work and industries are closing, makes it very difficult to support people into employment.
And now going into the new year, so in a few days' time, well, the school year will start, businesses will come out of the holiday kind of hibernation, traineeships will start, apprenticeships. What's in the pipeline for the coming year?
Lots of great stuff. So we're very blessed that we've still been working very closely with all of our corporate partners. And so there's certainly not a shortage of employment opportunities out there, so which is fantastic. So, as you said, lots of full-time traineeship opportunities all around the country. We're starting kind of now as the peak period to get our school-based traineeships, trainees started. So some of those kids will actually be starting next week when the school term goes back, which is exciting. We've got around 50 young people starting their traineeship in year 11 next week. And lots of just, you know, job opportunities, full-time opportunities, part-time, in all different industries and sectors, from, you know, office jobs to construction to all sorts of trades. Yeah. You name it, we can source those opportunities.
Yeah. This particular type of traineeship, the school-based traineeship, is one that's proving very popular. And it's a bit... Well, for someone like myself who is coming from the other side, youngsters don't usually know what they want at that age, and they haven't finished their high school and they're already into a kind of professional world. How is it working and how popular is it proven to be?
Yeah, we've been doing it for over 20 years now, and it's really popular with young people. Parents love it as well. Schools love it as well too. You're right. You know, who knew what they wanted to do in high school as far as a career? But what the school-based traineeships does provide, I guess it's a bit of a taste tester. You know, if they've got an idea of what sort of career they might like to go into, then they can start it in a traineeship. Sometimes kids finish that and go, yep, absolutely, at the end of year 12, this is the industry I want to work in, where other kids might do the traineeship in a particular field. But after 2 years, they go, right, I've got some really great skills. I've got a formal qualification now. I've finished school, but actually that's not the industry I want to pursue. So it also helps kids find out what they don't want to do in a way as well. So
yeah, but it also, I believe, gives them a view on what it is to be on the other side in work instead of just being in the traditional
students, little jobs that have got no meaning for them, but this is something they might view as a career, not just something to earn a little bit of pocket money. And I hear that a lot of them actually end up gaining employment with their where they're doing their traineeships.
Heaps, exactly. So when the young people finish their traineeship at the end of year 12, a majority of them get offered full-time job opportunities with that employer, which is fantastic. Some kids go on to go to university and do full-time study, and other young people might pursue a different employer or a different career. But, yeah, majority get offered full-time jobs with that same employer, which is fantastic.
With the past trainees, we've spoken to some of them in the previous occasions. Can you tell us about some success stories, or even some people who are really, who've got a very different career from anyone else? I've had stories of people who go from one job, then 10 years in their work life, they decide that this is not for me, I'm going to do a traineeship as an adult. And tell us about some of the extraordinary stories that we can share with our listeners.
So if I was to give you all of the extraordinary examples, we'd have to extend the program for another 2 hours.
Okay, just one or two.
But a couple of great examples. We had a young Aboriginal man from Tamworth do a school-based traineeship at ANZ Bank, and his name is Benson Solo. And now, for most of you who are following the news, Benson is now the first Indigenous Australian to be appointed as a US ambassador, I think, in New York. So Benson is certainly doing us proud and following a political career in public service and international affairs, which is very exciting. And then I guess another really great story, interesting career, is Tyrone Piner, who started off, again, working in banking administration, moved into taking on a traineeship as a camera operator for SBS, and now he's a bit of a TV celebrity, doing radio programs, doing television. So got a lot of young people who've followed a really exciting career path.
Yeah, and I have the privilege to have spoken and interviewed actually Tyrone, and I haven't met him yet. It was a remote interview again, one of these we do on the phone. But it was a great talent, and I sensed he was a promising talent at the time, and who knows, it's going to take over all the media and entertainment world. Now, another thing about the AES is that you're constantly expanding areas of opportunities. What areas are you currently looking at? And because when we talk about traineeships, most people see trades and traditional trades like plumbing or handiwork, I could say, but you actually open your fields of activities to the all walks of life, actually.
Yeah, absolutely. So couple of areas that I'm particularly excited about. We're trying to support more Aboriginal women into male-dominated industries. So that's one of my kind of target areas at the moment. So we've supported a few young Aboriginal women to get into the field of engineering and construction, which is fantastic. Some other areas like, in transport, typically most, Aboriginal people will be working as, bus drivers or support workers around train stations, where the fact that we were able to recruit 30 train drivers across New South Wales has been fantastic. So they're handling some massive pieces of machinery around on the rail. Currently I'm recruiting for someone who's going to be working in the public service in a really exciting unit that works with, I don't know what they describe it, but it's kind of like in a space division. So I'm constantly surprised about the types of opportunities that would come across our desk. So, really exciting stuff, it's fantastic.
That's exciting. And space, high tech, the highest level of qualification that one might dream of. And now, what are the requirements, and are there any deadlines that potential applicants must know about so that we can put information out there and they don't miss out?
Yeah. So AES, we've got offices in most locations in Queensland, New South Wales, and we're also in the Northern Territory. We have opportunities available all the time. Each week, each day, new opportunities land on our desk. So if anyone's interested, encourage you to find your local AES office, and you can do that by checking out the AES website, aes.org.au, or we've got a free call number, which is 1-300-855-347. That's 1-300-855-347. Get in touch with your local office. Connect. You can register with the AES, and we'll work with you to find the right career match for you.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.